Well, as we've been reporting, the organizers of the right-wing rallies planned for this weekend in the Bay Area have canceled their events. Although the organizers have said white nationalists were not allowed at their rallies, local elected officials expressed concern that white supremacists would attend the events, leading to violence like we saw recently in Virginia. There is a debate going on right now about how to handle alt-right and white nationalist rallies that are happening across the country. Zachary Shore is a senior fellow at UC Berkeley's Institute of European Studies. He recently wrote a piece for the LA Times about using parody to counter white supremacists, and he joins us now on the KCBS Newsline. Thanks for joining us today, Zachary.
Thank you for having me.
I read your piece this week. You had kind of a dueling thing going on with one of your colleagues. He said that the best way to deal with right-wing nationalist protesters is to ignore them. You believe that parody is the way to go, the Ku Klux Klowns. Explain why you think that.
Well, first of all, there are two main ways that people try to approach this, and one is to ignore them. And I think the problem with that is that it allows the far right to claim a victory. If no one comes out against them, then they can say silence is consent, and therefore our views are in ascendance. It also silences others from speaking out against them. It takes away our chance to express our voice and our opposition. And then the other view is fight them, because force is the only thing they understand. And the problem with that is it plays right into their playbook. Of course, that's what they want. They come to Berkeley and San Francisco itching for a fight. They win in either event. If they beat up folks, they feel they win. And if they can portray themselves as victims, then they win. And so I think both of those options are failing strategies. Much better is to make fun of them, to have some humor, and bring out people in a, not in a show of force, but in a defiant show of fun. So I think parody has historically worked much better.
Right, yeah. We've had some counter-protesters here in San Francisco. There was a big dance party that was being organized, as well as, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. People are out in force expressing love. Do you think that that's not really parody, and that's not really irony as well? I'm just concerned if you're out there dressed up and making fun of them, that that might make them angrier.
It can. We can expect them to lash out. I think all of these ways of speaking out that are nonviolent are good. There doesn't have to be one way. And I think another important point is that strategies have to evolve over time. You can count on the alt-right to learn and develop and adapt its tactics. And so the other side will have to do the same. Sometimes parody will be the right approach. Other times it'll be dance and love. And other times different strategies will be called for, depending on what the other side does.
We got 30 seconds left. I wanted to ask you about this because I've read some of your other stuff. You studied World War II and how protesters fought back against the Nazis. Do you see any parallels here?
Well, fortunately, it's too early to say that what we're experiencing now is like the Nazis in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. But we don't want to take the chance of allowing them to grow. The Nazis began with just 2.6% of the popular vote. And then within 4 years of 1928, by 1932, they were the largest party. We don't ever want to take the chance of seeing that repeat. So we have to find ways to speak out and also defuse the tension in nonviolent ways.